a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Hey, I want to talk about something to do with the Melbourne Road.
Okay, hang on. Do you want to hear what's your favourite road
work? Yes, I haven't heard this one.
All we want is your favourite road work. Favourite road work. Your favourite road work.
I don't think we've played that for 4 years.
I love hearing those from you.
You came in with this to this job with like all these ideas, and in the first month we did them all, and then we've done nothing since.
Tom's like, I don't like any of them, so I stopped trying.
Beautiful singing, beautiful work. Well, this is to do with roadworks and then sort of the way the road flows and everything like that. So last year, during the football season, I'm up and down that Melbourne Road all the time.
Yeah.
And then I go through a little bit of a break between pretty much October and, say, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Six months break.
He works six months of the year.
Yeah. 6 month break.
A couple of month break from having to go
Can't
up
come
and
in
down
5 days
highway.
A week, K-Rock. Don't have enough. Nah, too busy.
I have to go to Melbourne once a week for 6 months.
Yeah, it's tough.
I walked right into that one, didn't I? But as I mentioned the other day, Dodsy and I did head to Melbourne for the weekend for a night away on Saturday night.
That rock pool bunny.
No, he gets a voucher.
He got a voucher. He got a voucher. Yeah.
I'm so glad I had the
Crown
voucher.
Crown Towers money. Oh, no, he had a voucher for that too.
Oh, he knows a guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming home.
No denial.
I'm just trying my best to I'm trying my best to keep on the right road, which was very difficult coming home. Now, I don't know if anyone else there listening experiences this, and maybe if you do it every day, you've adjusted with the way they've changed it. But have you noticed, actually both of you have been to Melbourne recently, that previously during the roadworks, the tunnel works, The road to Geelong, coming back towards Geelong, where you had to almost get in the far left, sort of couple of lanes, and you hung in those for a while, and then you peeled off and you headed back onto the Geelong Road.
Mm. Yeah.
If you stayed in the far right, that would head you onto the Ring Road, the Western Ring Road.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, coming back, okay, follow me here. You now have to be in the two right-hand lanes to go to Geelong.
Yes.
But there's a giant, giant sign saying to Geelong over in the far, far left lanes.
Right, so it's still there and it shouldn't be.
Well, they are still under construction, I believe.
Yeah.
But this sign is saying Geelong with a big arrow pointing left, Geelong over here. And then you're sitting in the far right, a long way away from those.
And there's a concrete barrier in between that too.
Yes.
So you're like, and hang on.
In between the lanes you're supposed to be in, far right, versus this giant sign saying Geelong over there, far left, is two lanes that are then, they're now the ones, almost the middle lanes, going to the Western Ring Road out to the airport. One says, you know, stay on M1 or M80.
Yeah.
Now, I get it. M1 is Geelong and M80 is the Ring Road.
Yeah.
But sometimes you kind of doubt yourself when you see a giant Geelong sign over there and then you're like, M80. Hang on, is Geelong M80 or M1?
I am 1,000% with you.
Oh, I was all over the shop. I was panicking and fortunately it was quiet and there weren't too many cars on the road, so I worked it out. But have you battled with it?
Yeah.
At all?
Yeah.
I feel so liberated. I feel so much better about myself because we went to a gala ball late last year for a friend of me. I had friends from Lara, that charity, and it was in Albert Park.
Yeah.
And driving home, because I didn't drink, I was sober Bob. And driving home, I had the two girls in the car and they were both asleep, not my daughters, but like my wife and her friend. And I was like driving and I was like, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm going back to Geelong. And then all of a sudden I was on the Ring Road. I was like, oh my God, how did this happen?
Yeah.
And so I had to get off, turn around and then take the Ring Road and then get back onto the Prince's or whatever. And I was just like, I'm never telling the girls this at all.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome, Bill Waddington from the newsroom.
Thank you, on to us.
It's not
good to be back.
It's not as good when you do it.
He can roll the gear. He doesn't like gear.
Well, no, just your name actually fits when you swap the letters, but mine doesn't. How's it going in the newsroom this morning? Busy morning?
Yeah, pretty busy. Yeah. Plenty of fires still going on, so stay safe out there. Yeah. But cooler today, which is nice.
Good.
Well, thank you for keeping us up to date with everything, and thank you for coming in, taking the time to be our quiz master this morning.
Yeah, I'm back.
Usually Beck's gear.
I've taken the green vest off, and I'm on.
Yes, here
good
we go.
Good to have you on. As part of being on, have you got a little theme for
us? It's pretty simple. Today's the 29th of Feb, which doesn't happen very often. So I've just gone back through the archives and just gone with number one hits that fell on 29th of Feb.
Great.
Oh, a great one.
You put some real effort in here. This is more than we do.
I don't do things by halves.
All right. Well, what you're going to do is read the lyrics to those songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. Excuse me. What was I going to say?
Names are buzzers.
Names are buzzers.
Names are our buzzers. Best of three. Tom.
Lee.
Loggy.
All right, I think we're ready to play if my throat will play ball. Here we go. Question number one.
Hey there, it's Will in the newsroom. For all the times you rained on my parade and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart?
Tom. It's Justin Bieber, Love Yourself?
Correct.
Fun fact, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, and how does he know that, Will?
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, I know I knew that. Yeah, totally.
Everybody in the world has to remember that.
It's just, Jared Healy and Justin Bieber.
There you go.
And me.
Three big stars there.
One to you, Tommy.
All right. Question number two, lyrical headlines.
Hey there, it's Will in the newsroom. I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough? I've seen the toughest around.
Aww.
And I know, baby, just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches and get to what's real. Can't you see me standing here? I've got my back against the record machine.
Oh,
I ain't the worst you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump, jump.
Tom.
Yeah.
Van Halen jump. Not enough lycra in popular music these days.
Yeah,
I really
right.
think, spin kicks on stage, big hair and lycra, that was the era, wasn't it?
That was 1984, enough. That one, on Feb 29.
Okay.
Was anyone else not alive then?
I wasn't alive. I'm so young.
Good work, Lottie.
Me and Will, young, so youthful.
Oh,
yeah, you two can't say the same, unfortunately.
You're exactly the same in so many ways.
I know.
Moustache, all of that.
clothing.
All right, well, that is a win for me. Just let's
do question three.
Do question number three. Yeah, I mean, we're here now, aren't we? Here we go. Question number three.
Hey there, it's Will in the newsroom. Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain once or twice.
Tom, it's Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love.
Yeah.
What?
Fun fact, my surname is also Lewis.
Oh my God.
I didn't know I catered this so perfectly towards you, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm going to rethink this.
And I'm wearing Van Halen lycra underneath my shorts right now. So, I mean, it's the February 29 number ones, but also the Tom Lewis themed.
Well,
Tom's
birthday
themed lyrical headlines. Wow. Where's my winner sound? That's not it. That's Fun Fact Friday. Get out of here. I'm
getting carried away with this fun fact.
Oh, here we go.
So fun.
That's better.
Wow.
Well, you can come back anytime.
Yeah. I was hoping for a better contest.
Though. Yeah. Returns next week.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, I'm sustainable. You know that, right? So just keep that vibe.
In a
caring of the planet type way.
Oh, not so in a sort of spending time with kind of way.
Sustainable. As in you can't sustain me?
Your company is not sustainable.
Well, maybe, this arrangement.
Well, maybe that's a you problem and you need to get fitter. I just want that air of sustainability to be around this before you judge me.
Right.
So if you have something that's stained, do you have to get rid of it?
Like a clothing stain.
Yeah, clothing stain.
Quite often it'll then become pyjamas.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a good
point. Quite, like, obviously horribly stained.
Oh,
like
you can see.
Yeah. I'd do some gardening work around the house type T-shirt it would become.
Okay, yeah, a bit of that.
Yeah,
cool,
same with pants.
Because I'm not talking about undergarments either, because sometimes, I don't mean like, I don't mean pooping yourself. I just mean as a woman, sometimes it's like, well, it's just, anyway, we're not going there.
I'm probably just going to pop off, I understand.
I'm not talking about that.
I'll catch you later.
Okay, I'm just
saying.
You're
talking about outer garments?
I'm talking about
T-shirt.
Now, you know I love a T-shirt. You know I love a T-shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And I love a plain, crisp, white T-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm like Tom, but I wear them loose instead of really tight.
Yeah.
So
well, we're both dressed like 12-year-old boys. Yeah. That's the thing. That's the funny thing.
That's the thing. So I've got in my repertoire of T-shirts, I've got a couple of just plain white ones. But I've noticed now, because I get excited, you know, I get home and I'll, you know, I'll cut up some tomato or, you know, other wog foods for lunch. And then got that on there, but I need to nap. And maybe I haven't got to the stain as quick as what I should have.
It's now embedded in the T-shirt.
Now it's embedded in the fibres. And I've washed it multiple times. And I've soaked it and I've bleached it. And I've done all the things. But it's just like that. Now I've got about four white T-shirts. But what I do is that I use them under jumpers. So the collar's fine.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I use them under jumpers so that, you know, because I'm like, well, no one's going to see it anyway. But then I'm committed to the jumper.
Yeah.
You are.
Right?
You need to know the temp.
And with winter coming around again, right?
Yep.
I'm going back into this area of my wardrobe. Is that okay for me to wear stained garments if you're not going to see them?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Is that cool?
Total support for
that.
Okay,
good.
Yeah, do it.
What? You've got a face.
I feel like you've got something to say. Add it.
Go on, add it.
Now's
just
the time.
I just think it's funny that you might be a little bit concerned about a stain on your top, given the rest of what's going on over here.
I didn't know I was going there,
the way you sort of roll into work, sort of
reverse version
of through a bush style arrangement. Like,
I don't support him in this.
Throwing life. Cats and...
Yeah, but in my actual life...
K-Rock.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6am on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
27 degrees, definitely need to wear a hat, wide-brimmed hat for that sort of day. And that's a question that I'm asking. So yesterday I had a clothing shop. I'm not much of a shopper. But I thought I just want to, you know, get some fresh duds for the year ahead. Took my little sister along. She's got a better eye than I have for that sort of stuff. I bought a series of sort of casual shirts, some nice chinos, you know, belt, some nice brown boots. I got myself a pair of really nice boots because I'll use those flat out. And then my eye went to some hats, in particular, a Kubra hats. And I thought, oh, I would love one. I would like a nice hat rather than wearing my salt crusted bucket hat that I've worn down the beach. And just, I thought I'll get myself a really nice one. Tried a couple on. I mean, I get that they're beautiful hats.
Yeah.
I just thought I looked like rubbish and just did not suit me at all. Did not feel quite right. And I kind of like, I doubted myself. So I didn't get one. And I wanted to know, to hat or not to hat, Tommy?
Hats, I think, are the sort of thing that change your face quite remarkably. So when you put a new one on, it may not look as bad as you think. It's just the fact that it is so unfamiliar. It changes how you see yourself so much that it's uncomfortable. And so without seeing a photo, it's really hard to tell.
I get that.
Everyone knows your face. So if they can imagine superimpose in their brain and a Kubra on top of it, we'll find out whether it's a good idea or not. Let's go to Grovedale. To hat or not to hat, Linda?
I reckon yes.
Yes.
But you've got to wear the country outfit as well, the boots and the flannel shirt, and you'd look the part.
And Linda, do I have to lean into it fully? Like if I walk down the passage and see Loggy, I've kind of got to grab the tip of my hat and like just give it a little howdy, ma'am.
Oh,
that's right. Yes, I reckon so.
Bit of a
beanies are no good.
No,
you've got the wide brim on the Kubra, and sun smart.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you'll be in like here looking this. Like a farmer wants a wife reject. we got Louisa in Manifold Heights. Morning, Louisa. To a Kubra or not to a Kubra for Lingy, do you think?
Giddy up all the way.
Thank you, Louisa.
Is that for because you know what it would look like or you just really want to make Lingy happy today?
It's sun smart and everything.
There you go. My daughter's got her two bits. It's sun smart. Matches the new leather boots you bought as well. Yeah. It's good to be different.
Yeah. This is good.
Stand out.
Stand out. Love it.
Stand out.
I like
be your beautiful
that.
Self. Let's wrap it up now with Donnie from Belmont. Donnie, would Lee look good in a Kubra? And be honest.
Well, I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to have to tell you two things about this hat issue. So he's going to have to hang in there. Lingy, I reckon that red nut needs to be hidden, and his blue eyes will stand out, so that's going to be cool.
Yeah,
but when I wear a hat, Lingy, the girls want to grab my hat, right? And I'm sure your wife needs a bit of a rest, but I always tell them, don't worry about my hat, rip my shirt off.
So it's about confidence. Yeah, as well.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.